The Warriors will host the Atlanta Hawks on Friday night at Oracle Arena, coming off a two-game trip that wrapped up on Monday night in San Antonio with what was a battle with the Spurs as Draymond Green exited the game with a pelvic contusion in the first half. The Warriors forged ahead, getting a team-high 20 points from Quinn Cook, and they stayed in the fight, but the Spurs pull ahead in the fourth quarter to take it 89-75 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
They were great defensively. The Spurs turned it up a notch. I mean, they're fighting. They're fighting for their playoff lives, and they played like it. I thought that fourth quarter they picked up full court. They pressured us all over the place, and they were fantastic defensively.
Coach, what are you looking for in games like this when it's down the clutch? And you said a lot of your veterans down at the. Are you trying to develop some of the young guys?
Oh yeah, I mean that's. That was what this game was about for us, was fighting and competing and trying to find a way, and we had a chance. You know, we had the lead going into the fourth, and, you know, it was just great to see our young guys come through and play really well for us. So, you know, Looney, JB, Patty, it's good to see them out there on the road in a tough situation, and I thought they performed well.
How did McCall look to you?
Good. He looked quick. He looked active, and played well for us. I know the shot didn't go in, but that's kind of to be expected when you've been out for a while. But I thought he looked really active and athletic.
What do you think of Quinn Cook's night? You know, struggled a bit early, but then, I mean, led your team to score.
Yeah, I mean, Quinn was great again. I mean, we're relying on him heavily right now without our scorers. So I thought he competed and made some shots and kept us in it and had that great stretch there for a while to really get going. And so he was really good.
Is it important to get David West back in the group before the playoffs? I know he missed some time. He's kind of struggled since he's come
back. Yeah. David's going to play a big role for us in the playoffs. And so I think he's just kind of getting his rhythm timing back right now.
We also heard from Quinn Cook afterward.
I thought we had a great third quarter and fourth quarter. They made plays. I thought, you know, ran out of gas a little bit, and, you know, they took advantage of us. LaMarcus obviously took the game over, and those guys, you know, they're fighting for their lives right now. So some good things we could take away from it, but, you know, we're still trying to come in and win these games.
How would you assess your night overall?
I mean, you know, I was just trying to, just keep as much pressure on those guys as possible. My teammates telling me to stay aggressive, but, I think I could have did better defensively early and, late. So, I got to get better in that aspect of just helping those guys rebound. Patty Mills got open a couple times and, you know, learned experience for me and, you know, I can be better.
There was a point, I believe, the third quarter where Tony Parker was denying you a couple of possessions, making sure you didn't get the ball. Like, just where have you come from in this rise right now? What does that mean, when you see a guy like that trying to make sure – disrupt the offense by not keeping you from getting the ball?
I grew up watching Tony, watching the Spurs. I'm the biggest basketball fan, I know. So to play the Spurs, to play, against Tony Parker is a dream come true. But, I expect to do this. I expect to, for these guys to respect me. So, when I'm out there, my teammates, my coaches give me all the confidence in the world. So, they made adjustments, and they made me work extremely hard in the fourth.
Quinn, when you look at these last stretch of games that you've played, are there any particular things you think you're able to show more of than you showed before?
I mean, I'm playing 37 minutes, 40 minutes, so obviously, more time out there, you get to, show more. So, guys going down, myself, Nick, it's been a long couple of days for us, but I think we're learning, we're competing. Every game's coming down, to a couple possessions here. And, obviously the Spurs are who they are for a reason. And they made plays at the end of the game.
I'm sure you'd gladly take all those minutes, right? But what's it like?
I'd rather have Steph, Clay, and Kevin, Draymond, all of them 100%. Obviously, I get to play. Myself, Nick, all of us, get to play more. But, I traded all to have those guys back, to be honest with you.
I mean, the idea of what's it like just kind of assuming that heavier workload just in terms of – managing all that?
Yeah, it's something that you got to do. You really don't think about it. You know that you're coming into the game and going to play extended minutes. So that's really the mindset. And, everybody is just trying to put it the right way so we can win these games.
What have you thought about what Kevon's been able to do the past couple games, especially defensively?
Yeah, he's been tremendous. Just talking, he makes the guards, job very easy. When we get blown by, he's there. He contests shots. He blocks a lot of shots. And he knows how to play. He he's like a 10-year vet out there. I mean, just his third year here, but he's learned so much being around this, you know, this organization. So he helps us out tremendously.
What kind of feedback have you got from different guys, maybe around the league after your past few games?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, you know, guys have been, you know, texting me and telling me to keep going. But, you know, a lot of people know what I can do. So, you know, a lot of people are just telling me to just to live in the moment, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm not trying to act like I'm surprised. You know, I just want to just keep being aggressive because my coach has been telling me to be aggressive this whole time. That's why, you know, they signed me this year. So I just want to, you know, just keep doing, you know, what I'm doing and trying to win these games, to be honest with you. That's really all. You know, I can score 20 points or 0 points as long as we win. You know, I'm good.
And Friday's game against the Hawks is the first of four consecutive games at Oracle Arena, as we will also see the Jazz, the Pacers, and the Bucks visit. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.